It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is pachyderm, spelled P-A-C-H-Y-D-E-R-M. Pachyderm is a noun that means any of various non-ruminant mammals, such as an elephant, a rhinoceros, or a hippopotamus, of a former group, Pachydermata, that have hooves or nails resembling hooves, and usually thick skin, especially an elephant. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Oklahoman. Rhino births are significant events at the zoo, so we are thrilled to share the news of Nikki's pregnancy and cannot wait to welcome this new addition to our herd, said Rachel Emery, OKC Zoo curator of pachyderms. The Greek word pachydermos means literally having thick skin. Figuratively, it means dull or stupid. It's from pachys, meaning thick, and derma, meaning skin. In the late 1700s, the French naturalist Georges Cuvier adapted the Greek term as pachyderme for any one of a whole assemblage of hoofed animals having thickish skin. Elephants, hippopotamuses, rhinoceroses, tapirs, horses, pigs, and more. English speakers learned the word from French in the early 1800s. The adjective pachydermatous means of or relating to the pachyderms, or thickened, referring to skin. Not too surprisingly, it also means callous or insensitive, somewhat unfairly, especially to elephants, which are actually known to be rather sensitive. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.